Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed, and my friends, oh, this is going to be a good show, a very good show. We're going to talk about unicorns, and I'm not talking about the unicorns that little girls like to play with, you know, the colored horses. No, we're talking about men, not even men in the so-called space, whether it be Manosphere, Red Pill, whatever, who chase after this idea of the unicorn woman, the woman who defies the odds, the woman who's out there, who fills and checks all my boxes, and she's unaffected by the feminist programming and this, that, and the other thing. And even though against all my logical faculties, I'm holding out hope that that unicorn is there. That's what we're talking about today. And let me tell you something. They don't exist. I can hang up the show right there. But I'm not going to do that, because that's just too easy. Instead, we're going to talk about, now that I gave you the answer about unicorns, we're going to have a conversation about the unicorn and why men look for them. So here's the problem, guys. A lot of you are older who listen to the show. You're older than me, so you probably have been through this in multiple different areas across a time where women were not necessarily different, because I don't buy into this whole idea that women were all of a sudden like a switch flip, and all of a sudden women were progressive and whatnot. No, I don't buy that garbage. I think that this is women's nature is just being enabled instead of constrained. I mean, how else? Can somebody explain something to me? Explain to me why on almost every single culture spanning race, spanning continents, spanning religions, how is it that almost without fail, every society that has ever existed of all time has had constraints on both men and women? The answer is very simple. Because it was meant to curtail their worst antics and not encourage it. Men and women both have inclinations that are bad for themselves and for society. And despite democracy being very new, which I would argue in a lot of ways, democracy is a farce, a facade, and doesn't actually work. But I'll let you be the judge of that. That's not exactly what we're talking about, because that's more political. But then again, what's not political today? Especially with the DNC happening. Has anybody seen the absolute circus that the DNC is? I mean, for God's sakes, I cannot believe that Kamala Harris actually is getting nominated. This woman has the nerve to come out here and act like a complete Leninist / Trotskyite, talking about how, oh, we're going to steal patents from drug companies to lower drug prices, and we're gonna go after the grocery stores because they're being profiteers and making money off inflation. Let me tell you something. I'll get political for 2 seconds. If you don't like it, you can skip past it if you want. I don't really care. First of all, you want to know where this idea of food pricing control came from? It came from two places. One came from Nixon back in the 70s. But before that, it came from a lot of good people's friend. Oh, my dryer just finished. How absolutely wonderful that is. I can actually put my sheets back on my bed. Anyways, what was I talking about? Oh, yeah, we're talking about politics. A wonderful, wonderful subject. Good friend Stalin in Russia, you might have heard of him. Dictator, overall bad guy who starved millions of his own people. He did this, often overlooked by most people in my generation, 30 and below. Most people in my generation are absolutely stupid when it comes to their understanding of history. And I don't blame a lot of generations above us, the millennials, the Gen Xers, the boomers. I don't blame them for talking cash shit about my generation. I really don't. But, you know, let's tie this in to, it was honestly the abortion issue that destroyed a lot of the politics in this country in the last couple of years. Because a lot of women are voting with their wombs, in my opinion. They're voting based on abortion. I was even talking to my aunt the other day, and she was talking, because she's a nurse, and she's been a nurse for a long time, and she actually has a couple patents of her own, because she's very smart. But what's interesting to me, my friends, is A lot of times women are very, very emotional. I know you don't need me to explain that to you more than often because you've experienced it. And at first you said, oh, don't worry, Austin. It's not a big deal. You know, it's just part of the game. No, it's not. Well, actually, technically, yes, it is. That's why a lot of men have checked out of the dating marketplace. And they said, man, the marriage laws are no good. The culture incentivizes the bullshit. And I'm supposed to just sit here and deal with it. And not only deal with it, I'm supposed to thank them. No. And a lot of men have checked out. But there are some men who hold out for the unicorn. They hold out for this fake version. They want the woman to be a virgin, but also be good at sex. They want her to look like Kim Kardashian, but not be too synthetic, but be all natural. It's like when women talk about this mystical hero Chad guy who doesn't exist, you know, like a vampire guy from like a Twilight series or a Vampire Diaries series, but he's handsome, he's charming, he's got money, he's got a nice stroke game, pause, but only wants her. He could have all these chicks, all these women, but they choose just her. Why? I have no idea. But that's what they believe. In the same way that a lot of men have their own delusions. They want a woman to be in her prime, hit the gym, look really good, and basically have her pick of Chad, Tyrone, Pookie, all these dudes, but only choose him, even though he's not really taking his body seriously, or even if he's up on the grind, he hasn't gotten to that point yet, where he's in that echelon where he could actually take care of her and all this other stuff. So guys, the whole unicorn thing is stupid. That time is gone. It's gone. Now, I'll tell you straight up, I know a guy who's same age as me, he's 24, and his wife is pregnant with their third kid. He's a very old school guy, and so far it seems to be working for him. But I'm going to add a little catch on the end of that. Right now, things always seem like they're going to go well for a long period of time. But let me tell you something. And other dudes in this community will tell you. You ask them about, hey, I don't know if this whole divorce thing is really all that accurate. I think people are exaggerating. Ask that question if you're new, or even if you're not new and you've been kind of just silent watching, not commenting, whatever, and you don't actually believe what you're hearing or you're hate watching or whatever. Ask these questions. There are dudes who will answer them in the comments along with myself. Because at the end of the day, the unicorn is a myth. And a lot of men, they chase it. The purple pill guys will chase it. For the rest of their days, they want it to be real. They want to work their whole lives for it. And my friends, why in the world would you live for a fantasy like that? You're never going to get 100% of what you want out of life, unless you're a dictator. And even then, you're liable to get knocked out by a drone strike. So you're not even going to have it for forever anyway. But you're not going to get 100% of what you want. You're not going to get a girl who's yours, all yours, only yours, blah, blah, blah. Those times are gone, man. Those times are gone and over. They're history. So stop trying to relive the past. Start looking towards the future. There's so much ahead in the future. Not all of it good. Of course. But my friends, you got to look out for yourself. You have to understand what you're wagering out here. It's dangerous enough to even be alone with a woman anymore. There was a time when the American dream was very, you know, white picket fence, 2.5 kids, a dog, and a house in the suburbs. But that America is going away if it's not been gone already. Now, there are a few people who are exceptions. But do you really want to wager your whole life on being an exception? Is that what you want to live for? Because marriage can be great. It's supposed to be great. But guess what? It's only great for a very, very small percentage of men. And even those dudes who have great marriages will tell you that it's not all bread, you know, it's not all rainbows, unicorns, and rainbows and everything. It's not. It's hard. It is very difficult, and it is the hardest thing you'll ever do, and you're not guaranteed the outcome that you want. You're not. And so, my friends, you have a couple options here. One, you continue to chase this mythical idea of the unicorn. Two, you settle for something you don't really want, but you settle for it because you want something rather than nothing. Or three, you could choose to forge your own path. You know, I understand that if you listen to this show, you're not normal. And I don't mean that as an insult. I actually mean that as a compliment. The average schmuck who doesn't understand the world or thinks he does, by the way. Oh yeah, he thinks he knows everything. He reads news app from the mainstream media. He's on social media. He, you know, listens to talking heads and blah, blah, blah. He thinks he knows everything. But he wants to fit in. A lot of people spend their whole lives trying to fit in, trying to be accepted, trying to be liked. But one of my favorite books that I started to read and that I sometimes revisit from time to time is Brave New World by Aldous Huxley. And in Brave New World by Aldous Huxley, this dystopian fantasy that's very unfortunately becoming more and more potentially real, there's a line in that book that says that if one is different, one is bound to be lonely. They are beastly to one who is different. And I think that's very interesting. I'm glad that I'm different and lonely, frankly. Now, that doesn't mean that I don't have sex with women from time to time. It doesn't mean I don't have any friends. It just means I'm very selective with who I talk to. Very selective with who I share this knowledge with. Because a lot of people, they don't know how to shut the hell up and listen. They don't want to make hard choices. They want to just get the results from people who wager, people who risk, people who take hard choices and chances and everything else. They want to see the rewards from those people, but they don't want the liability that comes with it. Why? Because that takes guts. That takes gumption, and that is hard. And most of the time, the only thing that they want hard is their schmendrick. They don't want the wager. They don't want to risk. They don't want to take those types of chances. And the most important chance I've ever taken was on myself. Because at the end of the day, my friends, it's very easy to try to get through life offending nobody. It's very easy to just take the path of least resistance, go with the flow down the lazy river of life. Try to find yourself an average woman, an average house, an average existence. That's pretty normal. But if you listen to this show for longer than half of an episode before never, you know, blocking me or cussing people out in the chat or making fun of it, and even people who maybe started out that way, they've turned and slowly but surely they said, hey, you know what? Maybe I'll like this guy's voice. Maybe I'll like the guys in this community. Or maybe there's just something that resonates with me. I don't want to like it. It makes me uncomfortable. It challenges me. But at the end of the day, I think that he's right. Tell me I'm lying. I think some of you can relate to that. That's how I can relate to the couple of the guys who showed me this information. And I then put my own spin on it as I'm my own free thinker, as I hope that you are, because that's the only way to get through life, in my humble opinion. If you don't want to go out there and challenge, you don't want to ask hard questions and force yourself to come up with good answers, then you might as well just put a ring in your nose and be a bull in a field somewhere. As far as I'm concerned, that's basically what you are already. Human cattle. Going along with the slaughter and being milked all the way to the barn. And I don't want that. I don't want that for you. You want to be average? Of course you don't. If you listen to the show, you're not average. You're already on the right track. But I hope that you don't just sit there and you're satisfied with who you are. I hope that you don't fall back into comfortable, safe habits, because that is what the world wants. That is what the detractors want. That is what the people who actively plot and praise your downfall want from you. They want you to go back to consuming their products, buying their ideas, hook, line, and sinker, and falling for the lies that they put out, like hooks that a fisherman puts out in the lake. That's what they want. I don't want that for you. I want more for you, as I want more for myself. It's time that we as men got a backbone again. And not just on issues that we want, but on the issues that need to be addressed. There's an old adage, I think, from the DC Comics where Batman says, I'm not the hero that people want, I'm the hero that they need. I'm not a hero. I'll never be one. That's not who I am. I'm not vain enough to think of myself in such terms. It's the message. It's the message that men must be willing to be wanderers, intellectual nomads, Ronin, who sharpen their skills during times of peace, or when times of war arise, they are mercenaries. They are able to defend themselves, and they pledge themselves to no house unless they choose to, unless they want to. But their skills are valuable, and they get to go to where they want, when they want, because they have options. They have leverage. That's what I want for you. Be the men who don't just keep their mouth open and talk a good game, but by the time you're talking about it, you've already started, if not done it already. That's what I want for you. That's why we shouldn't waste time chasing unicorns, chasing after figments of other people's imaginations, after things that don't matter, things that you'll never find outside of the fantastical that doesn't exist. Instead of chasing a fantasy like a dog will chase a tire down a road, it's time we did better. It's time we woke up, we smelled the coffee, we drank it, and we went about our day. It's a rude awakening. It's not going to feel good. It's going to be tough. It's going to be uncomfortable. But anything that's worth doing is hard. Trust me. I wish it wasn't that way all the time, but it is. And it's important for us to maintain our understanding of the world, to always remind ourselves that there's plenty to go and that we always must be on the lookout to test our beliefs, to test ourselves and push ourselves to our limit every day. My friends, I'd be curious to know how much time you wasted or how much time you maybe subconsciously or inadvertently start thinking about unicorn women or the idea of having X, Y, or Z women or whatever. I'd love to hear about it because you're not alone. And a lot of us can relate to that, even if we think it's shameful and we can't believe we still think about it from time to time. There's nothing wrong with being honest. Part of the Buddhist teaching, actually, is that expressing one's sins is the same as forgiveness. I believe that's correct. That's how they atone for their sins, I believe. And so it's important for us to glean the wisdom we can and understand that we need to stop chasing fantasies and phantoms and see our future and what it is on our current trajectory and adjust accordingly. My friends, take care of yourselves. I'm working out some technical difficulties with my computer. We'll fix it. We'll get back to the video broadcasts. I'm going to start doing them more and more again. In the meantime, my friends, you let me know what you think. I'd love to hear your thoughts. I always love reading your comments. Take care of yourselves. And I'll see you next time. I got to head to bed. I'm out of here. Peace.